Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The not too long ago tight labor market has quickly shifted to an overabundance of available workers, thanks to the global pandemic. How are our state's technical colleges responding? Kyle Wagner is president of Northeastern Technical College, and he joins us by phone right now from his office in Sherrah, South Carolina. Dr. Wagner, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about Northeastern Technical College, a brief history and overview.
Northeastern Technical College services Chesterfield, Marlborough, and Dillon counties. We have been a college for 50 years, and we have campuses in Dillon, in Bennettsville, Sherrah, and we have a campus in Pageland.
Can you give us an idea of the student population?
This year, we have 2,038 students attending Northeastern Technical College.
Tell us what your challenges have been with this pandemic.
When the governor put in the order for us to go to an online format, we were actually the lowest funded college in South Carolina for helping us do that because, and this was a good thing, because after the hurricanes hit, we had three hurricanes come through and hit our area, we made a conscious decision as a college that we were going to look at alternative ways to deliver higher education throughout our service area. So we had already moved into what we call the virtual college. We'd already set up to where we were offering Zoom classes in lieu of face-to-face classes. Because in our service area, even though we have the four campuses, the commute from, say, MacBee to Sherrah or MacBee to Pageland is almost a 30-minute to a 40-minute drive. We don't have a public busing system. So we applied for several federal grants, and we've received actually six of them to provide what we call distance learning opportunities, which basically is an interactive television-based system. And we were set up pretty well with that, delivering that to all 10 of our high schools, plus to our community campuses. Then when COVID-19 hit, we had to then rethink that because they couldn't come to the campus and the high schools shut down, so they couldn't go to get access to that, but we still had the material. So we quickly moved over to using Zoom. The only way we could figure out how to make this happen was we got to get broadband into their home. So we went out, we partnered with Sand Hills and Spectrum and AT&T for the spring and for the summer session. We provide the internet service and we pay the monthly bill for any student in our service area that's attending college at Northeastern Technical College. We have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week tutoring available, that's live tutoring, that they can do through this broadband offering that we do. So it was very successful on transitioning the students over quickly. And then for the few handful of students that cannot get access, we have strategically set up throughout the three-county area locations where they can drive to, set in their car, and have a free Wi-Fi access. So we partnered with the high schools, churches, so they could still engage in their classes.
And now talk about what your institution does involving workforce preparedness and how that whole situation has changed dramatically since the pandemic.
Most of the companies in our area did shut down for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, and we are working with the Employment Division of South Carolina about a new program we rolled out called Career Connect. And we worked with the industry to design that Career Connect, and we have 32 of those programs, and that gets them the skills to become an applicant for a company as they need employees. And companies in our region are very cooperative on helping us overcome the struggles of not having public transportation. And with that new port in Dillon, we see that as a huge opportunity for local companies in rural South Carolina to have access to the world market. And we constantly work with companies and work with our students to see the potential of that Dillon port and what it means to the community to change this part of South Carolina.
Well, Kyle, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Kyle Wagner is president of Northeastern Technical College. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Shirah, South Carolina. We will have a link to the college posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.